fighting for America.
This is a bigger issue than Tony. This highlights a universal problem with law enforcement and how its procedures have been carried out, especially in light of what's happened over the summertime.
Fighting for Idaho.
If you buy 100 books of authoritative Islamic law, what you're going to find is 100% of those books say that jihad is obligatory until the entire world is under Islamic rule. There's no other version of it.
Fighting for you.
School districts, again, have been levying in order to just keep the doors open, let alone keep programs going for our students.
Voices. Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. 7:05, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Nice to see that our ambassador is out of harm's way coming up this hour defending Hillary Clinton. And is it the 1990s all over again with the emails and everything else? Very, very strange. Our friend Dave Burnett brought this up in the Manly Man segment. Another VA scandal where people are making fun of injured veterans. You know, it's kind of like people that use the Lord's name in vain, in my opinion. There's a special place, and it's not called heaven for those folks that do that. It's not going to be good for you making fun of veterans who have given their all to keep us safe. If you missed the first hour, you can catch it on our website, the podcast. Ray Amaya does a great job every day of putting those on there. I'm always amazed by national shows that say you can get the podcast, you know, and within 12 hours or 6 hours, thanks to Ray's work. That's up there about 9:30 at the latest each and every morning. 6 o'clock hour is pretty good if you missed it. We were discussing the West Ada bond issue, the joint Melba issue, the bond issue there, and in Caldwell as well. And we do have a shout-out to our friend Greg Pruitt. Yesterday, the House State Affairs Committee voted to introduce a bill that would rewrite most of the state's concealed weapons law, clarifying confusing sections for law enforcement citizens. Remember, last year, the bill failed in the Senate, but passed the House 62-7. Now, the bill would also address where you can carry your weapon without a permit outside city limits. Currently, it's allowed when hunting, fishing, or participating in outdoor activity. Now, I'm surprised, and maybe I was just out of it yesterday. I had to do some religious things. So when you're spending most of the day praying, you don't have access to your phone. You're not plugged in. And then I kind of got tired of watching people plugging the iPhone watch. Okay, how many of us remember Dick Tracy? Remember Dick Tracy? Every little guy and girl wanted to talk on his watch. Now, for me personally, I think that's kind of antiquated. You know, you got your phone, blah, blah, blah. Is it really going to, I mean, the novelty is going to wear off when you blow out your rotator cuff by lifting your hand up again and again. Hey, it's Kevin here. I'm going to lunch. Okay, far be it from Dick Tracy battling the bad guys. But here's something that only would be a topic here in the pro-gun red gem state. From, the Associated Press? No, it's from Channel 7. A man carried a rifle into a Boise State University building yesterday, according to police. There was no threat to public safety and no crime was committed. Boise police officers and the Boise State security officers responded to a citizen's report of the man carrying the rifle into the construction management lab on Belmont Street. The university sent out an alert to the people. The man was quickly located by officers. He placed the rifle back into his vehicle, according to police. Students at the lab say there was a misunderstanding. They were not alarmed. Apparently, he were provided reasons to the officer. The police determined there was no criminal activity. Now, here's the law. Open carry of a firearm is not a crime. The man who will be referred to the university for a review of the university's police policy violation. Now, here's an interesting thing, and this is something that gets a lot of people alarmed in the gun community, is that you have many people, many people that listen to this program that open carry. You know, our friend Tom Munns, when Ronald E. Linsman and the man, gosh, a vibrant, dynamic young man, parked his Corvette up on the State House there, the old Ada County Courthouse, when the Occupy people were there. When that happened, you know, Tom Munns showed up with a, you know, walking around openly carrying. Our friend Tony Sinesco, a big advocate of openly carrying. When we did our gun rallies, in fact, you can check those out at on YouTube, where we're trying and still are trying to bring jobs to the Gem State. You have people coming into those meetings with AR-15s, 347s, Glocks. And what's the big deal? I remember up there being up there speaking with Alex Kincaid, with Greg Pruitt, Tony, and others. And there was a guy with an AR-15. Maybe he's still listening. Maybe he's listening now. And I'm going, wow, this has touched a lot of people, this topic. And so now we have someone running around Boise State with a rifle on his back. What's wrong with that? Is there a law against it? I'm surprised we didn't have beep, beep, beep lockdown, and we didn't have everybody going live to the blue because a guy was walking around with a rifle. Have we gotten that far away from our constitutional origins that someone walking around with a rifle should cause us fear, should cause us misunderstanding? A young man who meant the world to me, and if our friend sales associate Rance Pugmire is listening right now, he'll know who I'm talking about, our old friend Wild Bill. You remember Wild Bill, who ran that Wild Bill's barbecue in Meridian there on Cherry Lane, got into a disagreement with his family, then left town. I think his wife was from Russia, had the best mac and cheese ever. And Wild Bill would open carry. Wild Bill went into a bank, did a lot of business at the bank. They told him, Wild Bill, you're not allowed to carry a weapon into the bank. Wild Bill went to a new bank. But, you know, I could see if you lived in Vermont or other parts of the country, but are you alarmed when someone comes in with a rifle? Now, I got to tell you, does it get my attention? Yes. But on the other hand, it's America. Now, we celebrate the revolution. We celebrate the West, particularly in the West, when you remember the wars with the Indians, the frontiersmen going back and forth, where there was no law, when we were all raised on Westerns and life was good. It amazes me that so many people are apprehensive or so negative about openly carrying, about open carrying. I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't know why the police were called to Boise State. Your thoughts, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to Brian in Meridian with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for listening.
As you may be aware, Custra, being the president of Boise State, he was, in fact, lieutenant governor of the most anti-gun state that we have in the lower 48, that being Illinois. He did champion a number of anti-gun legislation when he was senator there in their state legislature, and sadly, he's bringing that here to Idaho, and he's starting with his domain in Boise State. It is not against the law to open carry on a college campus, but of course they want to make it look like there was some possible university massacre possibility of some kind. I'm glad that there is now the ability to, well, actually the campus carry or concealed carry on the campus actually now limits more than what you had before. I remember several people at the Republican caucus that was held there a couple of years back, they were, you know, with our national senators and representatives there, they were confidently concealed carrying lawfully inside the Taco Bell arena. Should that type of event happen around here again, the Taco Bell arena, they couldn't protect themselves. So that campus carry law actually inhibited, made it more unlawful to conceal carry on campus than it was before.
Well, you remember when it first was announced, Brian, we had people concerned about Elton John not coming to Boise State because he don't like the guns. And we were going to lose a ton of money because Elton, his husband, and gosh knows who else, they don't like the guns.
Well, and everyone has a fair opportunity to be concerned about their safety in whatever form they desire, along with other things that they desire. And I'm confident that the firearms that we have here in America and the freedom to ensure that is what gives us our confidence to move our country forward in the better direction that we need to be heading.
Sadly, right, but what
we're
do you,
not going that path.
Right, but what do you make here at 580-5436 where, you know, the cops are called yesterday. I'm sure it was swarm. Look, the police are just doing their job, but, you know, the guy was walking around with a rifle. Why is that a big deal?
Because it's a place where there has been, other parts of the country where there's been assaults and murders, unfortunately, that have occurred at universities. And they just want to try to highlight that here in our valley because it's sensationalism is what it comes down to. And it sells advertising.
So you have no problem with someone walking around with a rifle on a college campus?
I would not directly, no. But at the same time, because it's currently not accepted, it's going to cause someone to be, the police to be called and escalated accordingly because of the very unconstitutional policy that Boise State University.
Brian, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Our great friend Brian Two Fly Bry with us talking about guns on college campuses. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Going back to this, though, you know, the published reports, the police were called. Open carry is not a crime. Again, I'm surprised we didn't go on lockdown everywhere. I love this. Possible armed suspect, stay clear of construction management lab on Belmont. Update to follow. Well, again, it comes down to how secure, how safe do you feel? Quite frankly, for me, again, you have to understand where you live and the values of the people that you choose to live with. If you want to be California, you know, move to the North End. If you want to be a person who backs up the Second Amendment, this is the place for you, right? 718, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
I have season tickets to BSU football. Why weren't we protected last year or any of the years before?
Well,
I refused to be a victim. I took my chances that I would be expelled from school, and I carried while I was on campus. And I know that there are hundreds of other students who were already carrying.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
. 724, Kevin Miller in the morning, taking your calls on a few issues. Big vote going on today. Ada County joint West Ada County School District, $96 million bond. They're looking at two middle schools, a new elementary school, I think to remodel Meridian High as well. And by the way, we'll be on the road once again, thanks to CapEd, thanks to Chick-fil-A, sponsoring our Promote Our Schools program. This week we'll be at Boise State on Monday, and then we kind of hodgepodge everything around, and then we'll be doing those on Thursdays coming up. Canyon County Valley View School District, again, home of the broken water main, no jokes there. A $20 million bond, they're looking for new elementary school. Joint Melba School District, I thought it would be the Melba Joint School District. Regardless, $9.5 million for new elementary school. They need a super majority. And in Caldwell, $3.3 million for a new facility for a five-year plan, purchasing, remodeling, or repairing school buildings. as we move along. So is it okay to bring a rifle to work? Most companies have a policy against that, but you want to make people happy. You know, why not bring your weapon to work? Boise State yesterday, a guy walking around with a rifle, not causing any problems. The police and campus security were called. Well, and you're going to say better safe than sorry, but in Idaho, is that really a crime? Milton in Nampa at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Milton.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I am living the dream.
That's great. I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening a lot the last few days or weeks about this illegal immigration and executive orders, and I'm sorry to change the subject a little, but...
Well, before you do that, you know you have to pay the toll. You've got to give us your thoughts on what we're talking about, and then... Don't tell Ray Amaya. We'll let you slide a little today. But
okay.
Is it a big deal that somebody's running around walking? I'm sorry. I was going to give you the question. Okay. Go ahead, Milton.
My thought on the guns is I agree that we should have constitutional carry, but I have one worry. Back in the days that the framers, you know, made the Constitution, everybody was taught how to safely handle firearms. We're getting a generation now, especially in the inner city and stuff, where they are not. And I'm just scared these people start carrying guns around, and who knows what they'll do.
Good point there. And again, most people are learning by watching video games. Now, we're always here to stand up for America. Your thoughts on the illegals?
Okay. My thought is if we would, as far as on the immigration, if we would enforce the Constitution and make it so that only citizens could vote, like it says in there, then the issue of getting all these people coming in and giving them the right to vote, that would be a moot point.
Well, yes, but now people are saying that even if you ask for ID, that's discrimination. What we're doing is, and the American public did not vote on this, we're essentially handing over the country, handing over our sovereignty to the illegals.
Well, I mean, if it's the law, how could it be discrimination? They may say it, but we should obey it.
Well, and really, that's what we don't need. You know, you hit the point on the head here, Milton. We don't need immigration reform. We just need to enforce the laws that we have.
Exactly. See? I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my thoughts on it.
Hey, you don't be a stranger now, all right?
All right. Since I got my Bluetooth, I'll call in a little more.
Thank you, Milton.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You have a great day. 728, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Speaking of immigration, are we going to get that ruling out of Texas soon? We've got the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, explains to us here at 580KIDO to proceed with the lawsuit against Obama, which began implementing portions of the new immigration amnesty program, despite a federal court injunction putting it on hold. So here we have the president who has been told by the court, stop! And he's still running wild. Let's listen.
Well, the Obama administration not only is violating federal law and the Constitution, but now, in direct contravention of what they said in court, they're issuing work permits in direct violation of the law and in direct violation of what they said in court.
Man, brothers and sisters, how bad is it? And, you know, I was watching that Pat Goodell show. And if no one else laughs at this, I'm sure Ray Amaya will. John Leboutier, the gentleman we had on, former congressman that's on that show. And he said that the president right now is essentially Nixon on steroids. And if you don't know who Nixon is.
Minnick is a gimmick.
No, he's not that. But, I mean, Nixon on steroids. A judge says no, they're continuing to do it anyway. It doesn't make a lot of sense unless...
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
There we have it, the immortal words of our friends Chris Troupas. By the way, our friend Chris Troupas, hey, if you think we don't give equal time...
Stop just hating all the time. Come on.
Come on.
Let's get some work done together.
You know, Ray Amaya, maybe we need to bring back that song that the president sang on public television. Remember that song, Old Chicago, Come On? Yeah, I'm not going to sing it anymore, but stop hating. But in reality, at 580-5436,
The judge said no, and he's still doing it, number one. Number two, you've got the Secretary of State with her private emails. Apparently, the Benghazi Commission has been trying to get her emails for 6 months now, and no response. You know, it's one thing for us to say on the show, laws are being broken, but now judges are saying that, right? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you informed and updated. Currently 33 in Caldwell at 580-KIDO.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:38, coming up next, what happens when a transgender man goes into a bathroom at a gym? The women complain about it. Does the man get the boot, or does the complainer? We'll talk a little bit about that and really how it led to add the words being railroaded on down the road at 580-KIDO. Other big stories, of course, you got this situation involving gun legislation, the House looking, the State Affairs Committee passing it. Is it different from constitutional carry? We've been talking a little bit about that. Big levy day. Are you ready to vote more money for the schools? And, you know, elections matter. And I'll tell you why that relates to the schools in a minute. Again, phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, as we do our very best to be a proud member of the Treasure Valley. If you are in the West Ada District, look, it's a $96 million bond. You need to go vote today. Canyon County, Valley View, $28 million bond. Melba, $9.5 million. You're looking at, Caldwell, which is in Canyon County, a $3.3 million five-year plant facilities levy. Also, Elmore County and Homedale School District as well and others. So there we have it if you're down with voting today. Coming up, it gets pretty hectic concerning Hillary Clinton. What's she hiding, if anything? Is it legitimate for her to turn over her emails or right-wing talking points? We go to Linda and Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, madam.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am living the dream.
Good. So am I. So am I. I live in a country in which we are allowed to.
I bet you do. Wild times in Emmett with you, sister.
Yeah, I know. They all walk down. They see me walking down the street, and they all go the other side of the street. what I called about was partially the immigration and partly Hillary, and the immigration comes first. And I don't know why don't the courts just, you know, stand up and say, look, bud, you screwed up. You gave permission to these people when it's not your place. Either rescind it or we're going to impeach you. I do not understand why they have not tried to impeach this man.
Well, because, quite frankly, I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
Clinton should have gotten it for perjury.
Exactly.
The problem that you have, and when I talk to somebody, when I try and get a big interview, and if you've listened to me since the very beginning here, and you've heard me sometimes say, I'm a bottom-feeding, parasite, back-scratching member of the media, but at least I give full disclosure. Yeah. And when you have groups like NBC, ABC, CBS, as powerful as they are, in your back pocket to regurgitate the lies, then you can pretty much get away with whatever you want. Look at how impeachment turned because the Democrats that protected Clinton were so adamant about their talking points. So what? The meaning of is two consensual adults. What's the big deal? Well, if you're a lawyer, and even if you're not, perjury is a pretty darn big deal.
Yeah. Perjury is perjury, no matter how you look at it.
And so if Clinton, who, let's face it, escaped impeachment, didn't have, they didn't get him, what chances do they have with the president, who, quite frankly, has done more to break the laws. When we're talking about the illegals, the IRS, he's Nixon on steroids, yeah. And yet everybody's afraid of him because of Brian Williams, Diane Sawyer, and others. I mean, yeah. They'll just regurgitate the lies that it's racist, it's Republican talking points, it's the right-wing media.
Yeah, you're right.
And nobody wants to lose their gig because, let's face it, if you're a former congressman or senator, are you going to get a job at the Walmart?
Probably not.
They got higher standards. Linda, thank you for the call.
You're welcome, Kevin. Take care.
All right, our great friend Linda from Emmett. By the way, we have some dueling talking points with Trey Gowdy concerning the emails. And we'll talk a little bit about email etiquette in a minute here at 580KIDO.
Well, let me make sure I understand why this is significant. And that is by using this private account on a private server, she could not only keep those emails from the reach of the government, as I understand it, but she could delete the emails without anybody knowing it. So she has sent you some emails, but are there any gaps in the emails you have received so far from her?
Yes, sir. There are gaps of months and months and months. And if you think to that iconic picture of her on a C-17 flying to Libya, she has sunglasses on and she has her handheld device in her hand. We have no emails from that day. In fact, we have no emails from that trip. So it's strange credibility to believe that if you're on your way to Libya to discuss Libyan policy, that there's not a single document that's been turned over to Congress. So there are huge gaps. And you know, with respect to the president, it's not up to Secretary Clinton to decide what's a public record and what's not. We need someone, and frankly, I've lost confidence in the State Department to make that determination. They're the ones who allowed this arrangement. They're the ones who did nothing about this arrangement until they got a request from our committee. I mean, frankly, I think your viewers are entitled to a neutral, detached arbiter to determine what's a public record, first of all, because that never should have left the custody of the government, and secondarily, what is our committee entitled to? We're not entitled to everything. I don't want everything. I just want everything related to Libya and Benghazi.
There you have it, Trey Gowdy. Last night he was on the Kelly file. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, you think about emails and why is it important that we know about emails? Well, we want to know what she knew about Benghazi, what she knew about the NSA, and why are there separate rules for her than for everybody else in the cabinet. I know that you love this country. You love your family. How many times are you at dinner at home or going out to eat and you look around and you see your friends, your family members, and you think, God, thank you so much for blessing me with this one moment in time. This one moment when I can appreciate the freedom, the safety, the security, and everything else that you, the Creator, have given the United States of America. Not everybody gets to be the Secretary of State. Not everybody gets to succeed in business. Not everybody gets the blessing of speaking to you through your speakers. And I thank God for it each and every day that I'm blessed to be a part of your day. But with that power, as we quote Spider-Man, here comes great responsibility to be a role model to represent yourself, your family, your God, your business to the utmost degree, especially in the most transparent administration ever. Locally, how do we make this story local? It's been in the papers. It's been internet chatter. We've talked a little bit about it. You have IACI headman Alex LeBeau, the topic of cover story in the paper, IACI, one of the, well, the most successful lobbying big money firm in the state of Idaho. They're represented by Idaho Power. They're represented by other people. And you have both liberals and conservatives coming together to saying Mr. LeBeau needs to go based on a controversial, confidential email that was released having him rip Senator Sitaway. Now, I've only met Senator Sitaway once on the air with you. I like that guy. I like whatever's going on in East Idaho just because he's standing up on principle. Well, the crew at IACI, which is their purvey, their, you know, they're lobbying to keep the core standards in, I believe. They're lobbying for their clients. That's their job. So you have Mr. LeBeau writing an email. Now, Mr. LeBeau's a nice guy. I've met him once at a committee talking about the health care debate with Tea Party Bob and Steve Ackerman. So he writes in this email some derogatory things about Senator Sitaway, how he's going to not matter, and we've seen conservatives being knocked off by candidates backed by IACI, which, again, it's politics. That's how the game is played. But if you are someone like Hillary Clinton, like Mr. LeBeau, there's a responsibility to behave appropriately. So two questions, two topics really relating to email. Number one, look, I am not a bright person, as you know. As I've said often, and Mrs. Miller starts quoting my daddy, Larry Miller, all the time, Kevin, if you had a brain, you'd be dangerous. But A, why in the world would you write something against a public servant here in the state of Idaho and not think that there would not be retribution, retaliation, recidivism, not recidivism, but you know what I'm saying. And B, if you're the Secretary of State, clearly someone knew she was breaking the law. And it's funny, somebody defended her the other day to me and saying, well, she sent emails to the president. The president has his own little BlackBerry that apparently it's only for 20 or 25 people. So who knows what he knew. But when you are in a position of authority, and that can be being the head of a family, which is no greater higher calling besides the religious order, you don't say things that you wouldn't say in public. I used to work for a young man, and I'll be catching up with him, and he's worth a lot of money. His name's Don Curtis. And Mr. Curtis loved this particular radio station I worked at. I managed it, did mornings, and was running around all over town. In fact, I created the school program there. And I always had a rule when I was representing the brand, Protect the Shield, that I would never say anything on the air that I wouldn't say directly to him. So when it comes to Mr. LeBeau, who's now on paid or unpaid vacation, the lesson learned here is if you wouldn't say it to Senator Sitaway's face, if you wouldn't say it in front of the public, which essentially emails are, don't say it at all. Now, the big question is, do the folks at Idaho Power and the other power brokers at IACI get enough pressure to, well, to release Mr. LeBeau? That's a big thing. Do you get fired for that? I'll tell you. At 580-5436, 580-KIDO, no one wants to see anybody lose their job. But I've had friends of mine lose their job for a simple unintended mistake that went viral. We'll talk about that next. And again, your thoughts on the Trey Gowdy, Hillary Clinton email bonanza. 7:51, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho. I find my limo driver, Mr. Take Us to the Show. I've been making some plans for...
7:56, always good to start the day with a little Leonard Skinner. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580-KIDO, phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, this is a story that we'll try and get to next hour, but how many of you go to the gym? You love the gym. How about Planet Fitness? I don't think we have any more Planet Fitnesses around here. We've got just about every other gym. I guess they're building some more Gold's gyms because of their rivalry with Axiom. Anyway, I digress. So you have this woman who's at the Planet Fitness working out. All of a sudden, and Julie Lindy talked about this, and remember we had people at the Add the Words meeting talking about this, where you had a transgendered man using the ladies' facilities. Well, this was happening at the gym. This is how crazy the world is we live in. She goes to management and says, hey, I was looking for a girl. I ran into a guy. Well, there's a guy in there, and he's in the girls' room. She complained. She was scared. Did they boot the transgendered guy? No. They canceled her membership for being intolerant. As we used to say 13 years ago on the Kevin Miller Show, what's up with that? Let's talk. 33 right now in Wilder at 580KIDO. Time for traffic. Thank you, Larry. Time to get out the air conditioner in March. You live in a neighborhood where people are mowing their lawns already. I've got my neighbors mowing their lawns. Guys, we've got now, from now until October, right? Keep it here. Stay informed. Another hour of Millie next. 580KIDO.